when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line here with junior college player out of Los Angeles Pierce, and that is Trey Dunkelberger. Very happy to be talking with the tight end who's looking to go from junior college and find his place on a college football Division I-A school, FBS. He's got some offers. He's got interest from other teams as well, and I'm happy to have him here on the show. Trey, how you doing today? Doing very well, and just how this whole situation started. Let's go back to your high school days and how you ended up at junior college with Los Angeles Pierce, and how the junior college route is the way you ended up going.
Well, I started playing football my senior year of high school. Earlier in high school, I wasn't sure what I wanted to really do, and when I decided that football was the thing, I started working at it, and out of high school. Since I only played my senior year, I was only being looked at by Division II schools, and I ended up going the Division II route. And when I got there, I decided that the competition wasn't high enough for me, and I knew that I could play at the Division I level. So I got an official full release from my university, and I started going on visits. And since the NCAA set up a rule that I'd have to sit out a year if I transferred up a division. I found out about junior colleges through Pierce, and I started looking into it more and more, and then I decided that I was going to go to the junior college. I had to get my associate's degree and transfer on a full athletic scholarship to a Division I university.
When you look back on your time playing football, like you said, you started playing as a senior in high school. Do you ever regret that you started as a senior and didn't do it earlier, or is that something that you don't think about?
I mean, I definitely look back on it and think, like, what would have happened if I would have played earlier and could have got Division I right out of high school, but I think that the journey I've taken in the path that I've been on has really made me grow, not only as a player, but as a person as well, and I've learned a bunch of responsibility with having to live on my own and deal with leasing a house, an apartment, and everything that I've been through has just made me grow as a person, so I definitely can't complain that I've had to come this route, so.
When you take a route like that and you lose a couple years of playing college football and you know that wherever you're going to end up, you have two seasons. When you look at that situation and knowing that there's 2 years you're going to have at the Division I level, how do you kind of respond to something like that, knowing that the time's cut in half, but at the same time, you still have two more seasons to show yourself?
Well, I actually have three seasons to play. This is only my freshman year, so I'm going to be a 3-for-3 transfer. So it's pretty much like coming in like any other high school kid. I mean, most kids really don't get to see their position until about their sophomore year, and that's when I'm coming in and having the opportunity to come and play my position right away if I work hard enough this spring. And, I mean, the years that I missed were the development periods, but I developed pretty well out here in Los Angeles as a player. I mean, I have a lot to go, and I mean, that's what I'm going to be working on a lot this spring, so I'm not too worried about it, but it's definitely, I have a rush to get things done in the spring, so I'm ready to play in the fall.
When you look at that, you know, when I had made the statement that typically when you're transferring from junior college, you have only two seasons, you have three. Do you kind of see that as a blessing in disguise throughout this whole process, that you found a way, that you went to Division II, were able to go to junior college, and now have three seasons, which not a lot of junior college players get? Do you see that as kind of your blessing in disguise and a second chance opportunity?
I definitely do. I mean, I have an extra year to go out and prove myself, and I mean, every person's goal, obviously, but playing Division One is to possibly make the NFL one day, and it gives me an extra year as a player to do that. And being ranked in the nation right at tight end, I mean, it's a blessing because I'm a freshman and I'm competing against sophomores and ranked higher. So I mean, it's definitely great. And wherever I go, I just hope to continue that as well.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you look at where you could possibly be going, you have your offers, South Florida, Syracuse, Akron, Cincinnati as well, and then, as you said, some other schools that had offered you at a lower level as far as college football goes. When you look at these schools, who has really piqued your interest so far when you look at South Florida and Syracuse, Akron and Cincinnati?
I mean, definitely Syracuse is my favorite right now. I mean, the coaching staff is really excited about me, and I can see their want and desire to have me there as a player. And I mean, that really makes me happy because they're really excited about me, and they really want me to be there. And I haven't seen as much interest from other schools like I have through Syracuse, and that's why, I mean, they're definitely number one right now.
When you look at Syracuse being number one and you talk about the coaching staff and how excited they are, who have you really built relationships with when it comes to Syracuse's football staff?
Coach Acosta has been the one that I've been talking to the most, but in person I got to meet Coach Adam when he came out to California. I got to see him in person and talk to him for a little bit, but I mean, the whole staff I've really been able to talk to on offense, and just talking to Coach Lester and Coach Schaefer as well, I mean, that's been a great experience. And I can just hear in their voice how interested they are, and definitely excited to build that relationship to send the trip.
When you talk about, you can sense their excitement from their voices. I mean, what are the conversations like, and how do you really feel that? They're on the East Coast, you're out on the West Coast. Like you said, you've gotten to meet Joe Adam recently when he came out to California, offensive line coach for the Orange. But how can you really feel that over the phone, kind of portray what type of attitude, what conversation they're having with you that really makes you feel like they want you in Orange?
Well, I mean, the conversations I've had with the tight end coach have been a lot towards, we want you to come here, be all conference tight end. And, I mean, just everything that they've been telling me with the opportunity to come in and play right away and have a huge effect on the team and the direction that they're going in. And just, I mean, the way that they express their interest and the amount of, like, I'll post on Twitter something that's happened with another school, and they'll talk to me about that and just explain how I'm not going to get as much interest from other schools than I have from them, and I definitely can see that as well. I mean, they took a chance with me and with giving me an offer, and now other schools are interested off of what they gave me.
When you look on that and you say, you know, Syracuse took a chance and gave you an offer, and now other schools are kind of looking at you, whether it's, you know, a Purdue or a Clemson or Louisville and kind of where they're at, when Syracuse was the one that kind of opened up the bag on this whole thing, does that have a really special meaning to you that, of all teams, Syracuse was the one to say, hey, you know what, this Trey guy is not too bad, and then all the other schools came in after?
Yeah, that definitely does. I mean, it only took them about 5 days from the first time I contacted them to officially give me the offer, and that speaks for itself, and I definitely honor that very well, and that's definitely another reason as to why they're number one, and why I can really see myself committing there when I'm on my business.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you look at your visit for Syracuse, which will be coming on December 5th of 2014, when you go up to Syracuse, is that the moment in your mind that you're going to make a decision, either Syracuse or not Syracuse? Do you feel that December 5th, that time period, is going to be when you make that choice?
Definitely. I think when I'm on my visit, if I feel like it's my home and that, that's what I'm going to spend the next 3 years of my life and really have them as a family for the rest of my life, I feel like I'll be able to tell exactly on my visit whether or not that's where I'm going to be.
How confident are you, even though you've never been to Syracuse, how confident are you that you're going to walk onto that campus and it's going to be a pretty easy decision for you?
I think it's going to be pretty easy. I mean, just the little amount I've seen from the fans and what I've seen in the Carrier Dome. And I've seen pictures of the campus, and I've talked to a few students who go there, and I feel it's going to be a pretty easy decision. I just want to make sure that it's the right thing for me when I'm there. So, I mean, I could definitely see it happening.
One of the teams that you've kind of gone back and forth with, Louisville, they haven't given you an offer. They're trying to get you in for a visit, haven't been specific on when the visit's going to be. You told me off the air that you've given them this week, you know, that here we are before Thanksgiving, and you've given them a short time period to get back to you. What kind of has made you give them an end period as far as when they can make a decision on you? And where does that leave you with a team like Louisville?
Giving them a time period has definitely come from the interest in Clemson as well as the offer which they're accused. I'm not going to sit around and let them decide that, all right, if we're going to make this decision with this kid, we're going to make it last minute. And I'm not going to wait around for that because I got schools right now who are interested in me right now. And I've been talking to Louisville for about a month now, and it's been back and forth. So, I mean, that's why I gave him a time period, because there's less than a month now until signing day. And maybe they're going to make their decision this week, or I'm just going to have to walk away from it.
When you look at your signing day being obviously different from the February signing day for kids that are coming out of high school, like you said, this is a period where you're kind of trying to get things going and get this done, you know, in a more rapid sense. What can you say about the shortened signing day period and how it's kind of made you feel in this whole situation?
I've had a year to think about it and get all the interest accumulated until December 17th, which is my signing day. So it's not really shortened for me. I mean, it's a month after I sign that I report to wherever I'm going. So it's definitely a shortened time, but I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to finally put my signature on paper and get to where I'm going.
When you see this, and we've talked about it before here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, Trey, in our conversation, that this is kind of a second chance. It's another opportunity for you. When you finally get to sit down and put your name, sign your name on paper and see that letter and know that it's real, just bring me into the emotions and the thoughts that are going through your mind and going through your heart right now, knowing that maybe a little while ago you thought, hey, is this going to happen? And now you know that it will happen. You will be signing your name on the dotted line. There are teams that want you. Just bring me into your thoughts and feelings of having a second chance to put your name on paper.
It's definitely going to be an emotional time. I mean, like you said, it's my second chance, and it's a bigger chance this time. So it's going to be a really important signature. And I remember in 2013 signing to Division II on television, and I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot more special than that time was, and so I'm excited about that and the publicity that that's going to bring, and I mean, it's a lot more important this time around than it was last time.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
When you look at some of the teams, you know, with this being an important time period for you, you mentioned Clemson and that Louisville, when you were talking about the deadline, you mentioned, you know, that you have that interest in Syracuse and that offer, you have an interest in Clemson. Clemson has yet to offer you, yet there is an interest there with them. What is your connection with Clemson right now?
Well, like I said, I spoke to them for the first time last night, and they talked about how I remind them of a Jimmy Graham. It's another school to look into. I mean, I wanted to take all five of it since in high school I really didn't get that opportunity. And my coach here at Pierce said, I mean, even if I'm not going to a school or deciding that I'm going to go to that school, I gotta look at it as a vacation. Then it's definitely nice to get away from California once in a while and be treated like I am on a visit. And, I mean, the struggle out here is it's a lot different than it is when I'm back home, so it's exciting to be on a campus and being entertained and having all the meals and hotel paid for and not having to worry about anything and just having fun.
When you look at all the visits, where are you expecting to go? I know you have Syracuse on December 5th, but is there any other place locked down that you will be going to?
Nothing is locked down yet, but I'm looking to visit Clemson as well, Purdue, and probably two other schools are coming to the picture if Louisville doesn't decide by the end of this week.
Do you feel that when you talk about being confident in Syracuse and that being the place for you, I know it's hard to say if you're not physically on campus, but when you think about it, when you think about Clemson, you think about Purdue, some other schools that might show up, is there any inkling to you that they could pull you away from that confidence in Syracuse?
I don't really think so. I mean, like I said, the interest level from Syracuse is very high. And that's what means a lot. I mean, like my parents always told me, it's about going where you want it, not where you want to go. And I'm not going to say I don't want to go to Syracuse, because I definitely do. I mean, I've heard about it all my life, and I do love the football and the tradition that is brought through the school.
So as you move forward here, Trey, before I let you go here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you've been looked at at this tight end position and your ability. Talked about the Jimmy Graham connection that you were hearing from Clemson. How would you define yourself as a tight end?
I would say I'm definitely a guy that can stretch the field. And, I mean, with my speed, that's what I bring to the table. But I also can get physical in there. And with the proper coaching in the spring, I think I have a lot to learn. And if I learn it well, that I'll definitely be a big threat in the fall.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. The potential of going to a team like Syracuse, they really don't have a significant tight end that's stood out all season. Kendall Moore's been injured. He's had a couple good moments. Josh Paris has had some good moments, but he's been hurt as well. Tyler Provo really hasn't gotten a ton of time out there and really not getting targeted as far as catching the ball. So when you look at a situation like Syracuse, has that weighed in at all to you that their situation is open as far as your opportunity?
I mean, when talking to Coach Costa and Coach Lester, we discussed how
tight end packages, and they want to be able to flex me and put me out in the slot and out wide, and also have me in the backfield. So pretty much a hybrid position. He said, when I first talked to Coach Acosta, he talked about how they want to average about 40 catches in the season, and so I'm not too worried about what has happened, because I know what direction they want to go, and if I could perform well, then that's the direction that it's going to go. So I'm not really too worried about what has happened, because I know which way they want to go with it.
And as far as what you can bring, you talked about your positives. What are some areas that you're working on right now that you feel like you're going to be able to bring to a team? Some key areas that you're really trying to zero in on right now?
Like I said, I have a lot to work on with my blocking and my technique. And I feel I'm going to learn all this spring wherever I end up on a lot of technique. And what me and Coach Acosta talked about was working on my technique with blocking and everything that we would do this spring that we would focus on. And I think with a lot of time and effort this spring and just coming ready to work, that we'll have a very successful fall.
And lastly for you, Trey, to not just look at the field but to look overall, when it comes to who you are as a person, who you are as a football player, who you are as a total package, how would you define Trey Dunkelberger? What should people know about you?
I mean, I'm definitely always there to help out. I mean, I'm not just here to play football. I'm going to be around as a person as well to talk to and just help out with other students. And I mean, I have a lot to bring with responsibility, and they also talked about leadership, and I mean, I've been around a lot, and I've experienced a lot in my lifetime that I can bring through with character and everything, so I'm going to be around to help out.
I definitely appreciate that, and I look forward to reaching into, you know, your character and some of those experiences that you've had when I get an opportunity to have you back on the show. And I definitely, whatever decision you make, wherever you go, would love to have you on to talk about that as well as the process. So if you'd like to come back on Wake Up Call, it would be an honor to have you back, Trey.
Definitely. I would love to talk to you again.
All right. Well, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good. You